I think a lot of people assume that with legalization comes additional users, and I think it's really important for people to understand that there are people in South Dakota already consuming cannabis, and just like alcohol, just because it's legal doesn't mean people are going to use it. I do not drink, and I drive by bars all the time, and I never have this overwhelming desire to stop and have alcohol. I walk past it in a grocery store. I don't purchase it. So the people that say or insinuate that legalization will create users are wrong, and those who continue to use this narrative of more workplace accidents or farm accidents are in fact wrong also. We are not creating something that's not already here. We're just taking something that's already here and putting it into a taxed and regulated market. And it makes me sad that one of the largest ag organizations in the state would come out with any type of messaging regarding this, especially since we do have hemp language in Amendment A to ensure that we actually do have a hemp program in the state. And next year, we hope to see farmers in their fields growing hemp, which, as we all know, in South Dakota, this has been a two-year battle with the state. And here we are in almost October of the year that it had passed legislatively, and the state still does not have a hemp program in place.